Okay, we'll call the meeting for Wednesday, September 13th to order. We have a quorum. Bill is
in New York continuing his work on stepping up program and working with mentally ill to find ways to keep them out of our correction system.
Cool. Recognitions and proclamations, we have none, so we go to consent calendar. Consent calendar items of routine nature or things we've previously heard and discussed. Is there anything you'd like to make comment on?
I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
All those in favor?
You want a second?
Second. All those in favor? I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
I mean, we could have waited for Bill, but it'd be a long time.
I'm used to him seconding.
Yeah, I understand.
Public hearings, we have none. Decision and action, authorizing the finalization of agreement and execution and acceptance of documents that related to the real estate sales agreements and earnest money between Lincoln County Purchasers, Columbia Trust Company, and trustees for the Martinson family, the GST exempt trust seller.
Commissioners, this particular item was brought before you before. We're looking at purchasing a piece of property across from our extension offices in Newport, and this will allow us to provide some additional parking to fully utilize the entire property there. We've got some great facilities in that extension office, and really to get full utilization, even though we meet the parking requirements of the city of Newport, we do need some additional parking. So we are in our due diligence phase right now. We've received a title report, which we're reviewing. We're undertaking a what's known as a phase one or level one environmental review of the property there. These are all part of the due diligence actions that you take before you actually finalize the purchase. But this would be the order that would authorize us that if upon completion of the due diligence, we don't find any issues or problems, to proceed with purchasing the property.
Again, it's been before us, and I think it's a great, great step to help better utilize that facility.
So. Well, I think it's a great step, period. It's a valuable piece of property in the future that there aren't many of those on that side of Bay Road, and I think that in the long run, we're going to be glad we have that piece of property.
I would agree. So, a motion?
Yes.
I'll move for approval of the order authorizing finalization of the agreement and execution and acceptance of documents related to real estate sales agreement and earnest money between Lincoln County Purchaser, Columbia Trust Company trustee for the Martinson family, GST exempt trust seller, 1212 Bay Boulevard, Newport, Oregon.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. No discussion information. We go to reports. And status update on county access control surveillance system. Well, we got through that agenda fast. Here are the
good morning, commissioners. I'm Sergeant Tom Graham, and I work in your jail. And also, for the last few years, I've been responsible for managing the county's surveillance and access control systems. This is my last opportunity to present to you, so I thought it would be good to give you an update of where those two systems are and what we've managed to accomplish again in the last year. It's a pretty amazing systems that we've all developed. So starting with the camera system, it is organic and continues to grow. And just a little bit of history. When we first started, we had a VCR, and then we moved to an archiver, which is able to store more camera footage. And we're currently up to 5 archivers. We added 2 this year to keep up the capacity. Memory is always the backbone of everything we do. The original system, again, was a VCR tape. And then when we upgraded, we got 4 terabytes, and we thought that was pretty darn awesome. Recently, the county made an expenditure to increase the amount of data storage available through the IT department. We now consume 75 terabytes of that storage. I've told Todd repeatedly, if he builds it, I will use it. So,
Todd, you want to come up? I'm going to ask you some questions before we get out of here. You go ahead with your presentation.
While he's coming up, a terabyte is a whole bunch of memory.
A ton of memory. Yes.
1,024.
Pardon me?
1,024 gigabytes.
Yeah, okay.
When we started with the system, we had about 75 to 100 analog cameras. We're actually down to about 30, which are old cameras. They ran across on coax that you would use in your VCR. Today, we're going to cross the bridge here in the next 30 days to over 200 cameras in the county system. Hence why we use more memory storage. We're now in buildings including juvenile, animal shelter, HHS, Lincoln City, Newport, public service building, courthouse, the new TAPS facility that the Community Justice is running. We added this year cameras to the road department yard to enhance their overall security, their lobby. We also have cameras in transit and various office public areas where we interact with the public. And we just finished an install at the Community Justice main office. So that was a system where it needed to be updated to get us within the legal compliance. Talk a little bit about legal compliance. We're by OAR, we're required to have 30 days worth of video footage on any camera that we have on the system. There's where the memory goes pretty quickly. We had some systems out there that were, you know, old, running off of standalone systems, and they were not meeting those requirements. So we were able to bring those onto the main county system, and now they're managed. Cameras have changed a lot in the last couple decades. When we first started the jail in 1992, they were all analog. They were all recorded on a VCR. Today we'll use our network-based cameras. We call them IP cameras. They run across the backbone of the county network system. That's what's made it possible to have cameras in outlying facilities that we own or lease. With the assistance of IT, they've always made sure that we've had that route to get cameras back. An example being, the county is going to be launching a respite house through HHS. We're going to be pulling fiber over to that location, leasing it, and we're going to be able to put cameras into that location for them to ensure their staff safety and the clients that are living there. So big support from our IT department in that area. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the success of our video system. It's grown and grown and grown, but it's paid out. We've had instances where we've had to go back and review footages of things that have happened within county buildings, and it helped us reduce liability when we actually took a look at them and went, well, that's what really happened. In some cases, it actually showed that's what happened. You know, the statement made by the citizen or the employee, it confirmed it. Video has assisted in theft cases. And more recently, probably one of the most important things we see coming across our desk is requests for HIPAA, potential HIPAA violations, where someone may have accessed a room that was unauthorized, or a document or something is not where it's supposed to be, or medications are not where they should be. We're able to go into those areas now, pull up the camera in conjunction with the access control, and see who's going in and out of those rooms. And almost every instance, it's been proven to be a moot point. But it's nice to know that we can go back and look at those and say, okay, we've reduced our liability. Obviously, cameras aren't there typically for live viewing. It would require a team of people to sit and stare at cameras all day long. Most of the cameras we have are there recording to kind of capture, you know, and present after the fact. That's an invaluable tool. Obviously, in the jail, we monitor the jail's cameras actively, and we monitor the courthouse cameras actively. We use those on a daily basis to identify potential problems coming up, or if we know there's going to be an issue, say, in a courtroom, we'll bring that courtroom up and monitor the hallways all the way through, looking for people that we're concerned about. We monitor the courtrooms daily to make sure that our staff and the citizens are safe in those locations. A little bit about our access control, or PROC system. Again, has spread to many buildings across the county, again, because of the awesome IT network we have. We recently installed at the TAPS location, and I think that that's a really great example of where access control can benefit. So there, they're going to be issuing cards to the residents, and they're specific to the residents, so they know when they're coming and going out of that location. They do not have staff there 24/7, and they need to be able to monitor on some level where the client base is coming and going. So this was a great solution. Nice part about it is we don't have to give them a key. If we lose the card, we're out $7, not $7,000 rekeying. If a card's lost, it's easily replaced by the sheriff's office through Lisa Combs, and they just have to report it. It's easy to turn off a card. The key cannot be turned off. So, great application in this particular case. I wish Jack was here. We could talk, he could testify a little bit to the amount of locks he's changed in his career. I know I've presented that to you before, but I got to reiterate that the PROC system has alleviated a lot of security concerns the county has had. Rekeying a building is very expensive. I can tell you in the jail, we would be in the tens of thousands for just one zone. So we use the PROCs in the jail actually more heavily now in some locations. So each of these systems provides future challenges, and that's being able to train county employees on how to use them. We've tried some different methods. We've given some departments access to both systems. What we found in the end, it's better to have it centralized and requests be made to whoever's managing those systems and to pull what they're requesting. The reason being is if you don't use it on a daily basis, you're not going to retain the training that you've got. You've got to keep calling and asking questions, and quite frankly, sometimes that's an example where it's better just to do it yourself. There are some employees where we've given them like video viewing sessions where they can go in and watch live monitoring, and that's really easy. They just click an icon and it launches on their computer. That program has been highly successful. It's been a benefit for certain people here in the courthouse so they can see outside their door before they exit. We recently deployed at support enforcement here, gave them views so they can see outside because their doors are terrible. They can't really see what's happening in the hallway. We're working hard to get rid of all of the analog cameras. We believe that we will have the courthouse and the jail analogs gone by the end of the year. We've been purchasing at a pretty phenomenal rate. The purpose behind that is if we get rid of the analog cameras, one is one less system to manage within the system. The second is it allows us to upgrade then in the future to software versions that are more friendly. The current vendor we use, they've come out with a new web-based solution that we've been watching and at some point may want to upgrade to. I just wanted to touch base on the future of the systems. They've grown to a level now where they require constant attention. To sit down today, and obviously I'm leaving to divvy up all the things that I do with that to other people within the county organization, would be difficult because it is one of those things where we're watching the health of the system on a daily basis. I can tell you today we have three cameras down and four doors that are not functioning in various locations, and we have a new implementation that's not going the way we want them to go, and so we're having to do some additional testing to figure out why it's not working. That's pretty much every day with the systems. There are people that have the knowledge base. One of my replacements, Sergeant Grant Jones, has done an excellent job in the last year absorbing all the stuff that rattles around in my head. I have every confidence that he'll understand and continue to administer the systems in conjunction with the IT department. But there was discussions this last year about creating a security chief or an administrator of these systems. I encourage you to continue to look at that because, quite honestly, everything that we've managed to accomplish will probably start to fall down around us if we don't. And it's just because it's going to continue to grow. Here's the dual-edged sword, I guess. You've created it. Now we have it. We've got to continue to maintain it and grow it. I think that county council can certainly testify to the fact that if you have something and you don't put it in another location, that'll always come up in litigation. Well, why don't you have it here? Or why didn't you have a recording for this? Or why, you know, you've got cameras everywhere else. It's kind of an unfortunate side effect of doing something, but we've done it extremely well. I would like to take a moment to express gratitude for the people that have helped with these projects and made them happen. And one of them sitting right next to me, Todd Richmond, has been nothing but amazing in helping us make sure the county's safe. He's made the resources available to us. He makes me aware of changes that need to happen. He often makes those changes. He's been an integral partner for me for a very long time. I can go to him and get answers about things I don't understand. He's just one of those people that you know you can count on day to day to help you be successful in the things you've done. The other is Jack Whaley. He's just one of those people that, again, I can go to Jack and say, I need help with this. And I'll give you an example of a recent sacrifice on Jack's part. I asked him if I could send Mike Kopp, one of the maintenance workers, to a training on the access control system, because I felt it would be prudent to have someone that understood it so they could make small repairs as they came up. Not installations, but those repairs. That happened to be at the same time the eclipse was going on and the county fair was occurring, and the look on his face was pretty evident that, you know, it was going to take away a lot of resources. But he agreed, and he sent Mike on this one-week training, and now we have someone that's going to be able to do some repairs, and that's going to be an integral part of, you know, maintaining the system. I've really enjoyed my time working with all the department heads. I have met with very little resistance from any of them about cameras or access controls. Once the questions were answered for them, they were actually more than eager to put them into place. And certainly when they needed to call us and find out something specific, they were very grateful to have those particular systems. I have deep gratitude to Wayne Belmont for helping me all these years learn, and you've helped me understand the fiscal responsibility that goes with these types of projects. I really appreciate the fact that you've valued these and helped us fund a lot of them, find the funding sources, and it wouldn't be what it is today without you. I appreciate that. In my position, obviously, it's kind of evolved over the years, and that's happened because of my leadership. The sheriff and the lieutenants in the sheriff's office have been phenomenal in allowing me to grow and develop in the systems into what they are today. They gave me a lot of autonomy and decision-making and budgets, and it was very beneficial to be able to go forward and make projects happen without having to report everything. They supported me all the way through it, and I know they'll continue to support the county in whatever way they can with these systems. They believe in them, and they understand the importance of them. Lisa Combs, every day her life is Prox cards, and I just got to give her a big virtual hug, because the volume of missing cards, new employees, leaving employees is huge, and it takes a big chunk of her day every day to make sure that those things are taken care of, because they're critical. They're mission critical, and they have to be done right away. She also has to help maintain the overall system health, and so when she identifies problems, it has to be reported to Todd or myself or whoever's going to be managing the system. We have to work collaboratively to figure out what the problem is and get it fixed. She also does reporting. Department heads have made requests of reporting, so they get monthly reports about access for specific grants and audits. I'd like to extend my thanks to you. You guys have been phenomenal in supporting our efforts to make this system work and to make the county safer. I think that we've accomplished a lot in a very short period of time. I have every bit of faith that that support will continue. I just have nothing but deep gratitude. And then to the employees, all county employees, it's nothing like that first sensation of Big Brother coming upon you, but each of them has adapted to the system, been a good partner and player in the process. I think they all understand that the systems are there to protect them and to enhance their overall security while they're at work. And certainly to the citizens for making sure that we have the funding available to us to continue to do this. I know that spending dollars isn't always the first thing that the citizen wants to hear, but these are good systems, and they work every day, and they do a good job. So, thank you.
So, Doug, do you have any questions before I start on my list?
See, I know.
Well, I do have a question. You talked about memory and the demand for memory, and you were talking about, of course, the cameras that are part of the security system. What about the body cameras that are worn? How much of a factor is that?
Right now, very few. I think they have some test ones, but we're not in large production yet, but we have space set aside for that. That was part of the project.
Anticipated,
yeah. Anticipated. Now, I will say that our anticipation was adding 15 terabytes for the county video, and we've added 45.
Wow.
So I sure coded that was huge. So we may need to talk about that at some point, but we've got space set aside for the body cams as soon as they go live with them.
Okay. I'll make one more comment, and then Sergeant Graham, I'll congratulate you. I've often said nobody's indispensable, but I think with the work you've done and you noted the need to maintain that system, I think you've come pretty close to creating an indispensable position. I think that speaks highly to the good work you've done, and I appreciate that and say thank you on behalf of all of us. The last comment I'll make is it's a double loss for us. Your wife is sitting on my right, and wish you both the very best in your relocation to Wisconsin. And it was comforting to know that in an earlier conversation you indicated you had no intent of becoming a Packer fan. So I wish you the very best. Both of you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Both for the good work you've done.
Thank you.
So Grant Jones is going to become your replacement, is that?
In some aspects, yes. He's familiar with both the access control and the video system, so he'll be the administrator of those systems.
So you spent a lot of time advancing the technology and staying up with it. Is he going to have that position?
He's going to be better than I ever was.
In that case, would you come up and join him? And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. They're just basic questions, but I'd like to hear how you guys answer as a group, because you have been a team, and even though you'll be gone, you're still the father of the team. So the first one is a simple question is, how long does it take you to get through a video if we need a footage to produce it to find out if there's something wrong? What kind of time frame do you need?
Depending on the urgency, it could take anywhere from 5 minutes if we know exactly what time something happened, and it's a relatively short video, and it could take up to a day if I have to search manually through all the different time frames that are possible. It can take quite a while. The fortunate thing is, as Sergeant Graham said, video technology is advancing such that there is a thing called video analytics, and what it allows us to do is one of the new cameras we've installed outside facing the parking lot is actually able to follow people on its own. And we can program the system to take specific snapshots or start recording at specific times when certain events happen. So as video advances and that technology becomes more and more common to us, that'll really reduce the amount of time it takes to go and find that information when we need it.
You just answered my second question, which was about the parking lot. But related to that, if you're tied up for a day, who performs the other services that you do, or who gets stuck with the job of doing all this reviewing? Because you can have the best technology, but there's still manpower required to do it. How do we handle it if we have to go after something?
So Sergeant Josh McDowell was promoted at the same time I was, and I've been training him in what I know, and my philosophy is that I don't want to be the only source that you guys have. So my goal is to train as many people as possible that I feel are capable and can produce the quality of work that we expect. And so even if myself or Sergeant McDowell are not available, hopefully there will be a deputy on shift that is trained and able to do that in a timely manner. So maybe we don't have to wait until I come back to work.
Todd, when these kind of events happen, how often do you have to have manpower in there? Is everything done, controlled automatically so they can do it autonomously, or do you have to be involved?
Yeah, we generally don't have to be involved for looking up video. Our involvement comes when there's expansion or there's a problem with the video.
Okay.
We've set up the systems to be pretty straightforward, and they don't require a lot of tinkering anymore.
Now with all three, go ahead.
I was going to comment on the time spent. I'll give an example. I had a request from a department recently. It took me 22 hours of manual time to go through. Their range was several days, and you literally have, you can watch it at twice the speed or four times the speed, but that's still a lot of hours. Yeah. On a daily basis, we're processing evidence for the district attorney's office off of jail cameras. So those requests are constantly going, and we're getting more and more requests from our public law enforcement partners for video footage in our booking area and things like that. So there's already a tremendous amount of time that goes into it. So we're at kind of a crossroads of sheriff's office available staff to be looking at that type of video, and I think the sheriff can best speak to that, but we're future discussion is going to have to happen because the availability of our staff.
Well, that we can make this. I knew I was touching an area that was sensitive, but I didn't realize how sensitive.
Yeah, I've been sitting on the edge of my seat back there waiting to get up there.
You know, we could just ask everybody in the room.
Just make it a round table.
Is there any law enforcement presence left in Lincoln?
Curtis Landers, Lincoln County Sheriff. You know, I don't want this to take away from anything and the great work that Sergeant Graham has done in the system and everything that he's put into it. And so I don't want to make it a budgetary discussion. But as you hit on, Commissioner Thompson, you know, it takes a lot of man hours to manage this. And, you know, these are correction sergeants. That's their first priority, is managing the daily supervision of our jail. And that takes a large responsibility also. So, you know, having somebody dedicated to do that, it's exactly why, and it's unfortunate circumstances that we lost the revenue from Benton County, that one of the things that came off the table in this last budget process was the security project manager position, which we were going to dedicate this entire function to and all new projects and everything moving forward. And I think on one aspect of it, it's you know, the negative side of it is we weren't able to get it in this budget session so that Sergeant Graham could transfer all the information in his head over to whoever that would be. As you can see, we're probably going to be coming forward. The other part about it is we're going to have some time to explore exactly where that person's going to go. Sergeant Jones will be able to identify, you know, exactly those things that we need this person to do, and we're probably going to have a little better proposal coming next because we're going to have a little more knowledge of what is actually needing to be done that Sergeant Graham was doing. Because as we all know, once that gap is gone, all of a sudden, it's like, you know, you start filling it with like, oh, well, who was doing this? Well, Sergeant Graham, and one of the things that, you know, because he can't possibly pass on every single thing that he does on a daily basis. So I think that position is going to be very important moving forward. And Sergeant Jones, the other sergeants are going to take on as much of the responsibility as they can, knowing that their first priority. And we're talking about two new sergeants, too. They're going to be learning their duties in the jail, too. So a lot of newness going on in the jail, but we're going to make it.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a question, and I'll start with IT. In this whole area of security, what's the most important next step you see in the process? Because as a commissioner, if we're going to keep where we've gone so far, we're going to have budgetary things that I have to deal with. So can you give me an area that you think would be your next future purchase or value or area that you think needs worked on from IT in the area of security?
In IT, we're just going to come back for storage. Storage is going to be our thing. As we add cameras, our storage costs go up. And that's it. But we're probably good for another. We would hope to be good for 2 years. We're probably good or 5 years. We're probably good for 2.5, 3 years before we have to come back. Between now and then, I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but the first thing I would do would be to hire somebody to manage the systems. It's the complexity is such that it really needs a dedicated person. I don't know about the project manager aspect of the request, but somebody to manage the day-to-day systems, because these systems take Sergeant Graham hit on it. They take regular monitoring, and right now that's split up between Sergeant Graham and myself, a little more on Sergeant Graham's side, you know, just managing what's there is more than a part-time job. And we figure we have at least another 50 cameras that we're probably going to bring online in the next 12 months. That's significant amounts of time and energy getting that done. And it's hard to fit in unless somebody's, you know, somebody's department, like the sheriff's office previously was, basically donating a person to it.
Tom, you're the father of this monster. You've hatched it. Mm-hmm. So what do you see in the future? You're doing that. You're moving into a new job, it sounds like, that is doing futuristic work. So what do you see is the future in this?
the first thing is that acceptance by the county leadership that we've standardized our systems. So when another department or building is purchased, we automatically know that they're coming onto the system and it's budgeted into the plan. We've heard some words out there from some other departments saying, well, I'll just go get a standalone system. Well, that needs to be unacceptable. It's not properly managed. It's not properly stored. I think it would be very difficult for county council to defend in some cases. The other I'm going to go back to is that having someone managing the system and growing it. Each year, Sergeant Jones and I went to a trade show in Vegas to keep up on what's current. It requires a lot of research on a daily basis because cameras and access control is constantly evolving. So there's a lot of time dedicated to knowing and projecting where we're going in the future, so we can give you an accurate projection of, you know, what we're going to need for funding. And the last is funding. We need to come up with, I've talked to Todd about this, some sort of annual budget to maintain the health of the system, knowing that there are just certain things that have to be done. Usually I come to Wayne and say, okay, we broke the camera in the courthouse, and he'll allocate it from some location, but to better manage the system and know what we're spending on it, we really need to, I think, bring it into a line item of its own. Obviously, the jail has been spending their money replacing that equipment, which traditionally was a maintenance. We've taken it out of maintenance budget, moved it into our budget just by virtue of time. So there's some standardization that needs to occur there.
Okay, Sheriff, you get the same question. You answer it how you want.
Well, you know, I'm listening to what, and I agree with everything that's been said here, and, you know, we don't know where the future is going to take us either, what kind of new technology is going to keep coming out. Like Sergeant Graham was talking about, they go to a trade show every year just to see what new is out there. That's good and bad. You know, you want to stay ahead of the curve, but it also requires the funding, the manpower, you know, all these items for the security of the employees, for security and safety of the citizens, for, you know, the building maintenance, all those things, you know, as you've mentioned several times with maintenance, comes with a cost. And, you know, it's just what value you put on there. I put the value of the safety of what we're doing here pretty high priority.
I do too. Maintenance is always better spent in small doses on a regular basis than trying to play catch up. You get a chance to clean it up. Where do you want to go in the future, since you're going to be the new guy?
Well, as the last one, I'll always go with what they said. But
you've got a good future.
Yeah,
you're going to be a lot
I think one thing that we can, with specific view on kind of the systems we have now, we have very robust systems and very solid systems, and I think that there's technology out there now that will allow us to integrate those systems so that, for example, if somebody were to prox himself in a door, we can also get, you know, a snapshot of who that person was. There's technology that if somebody, one of the things we've been looking at is something like facial recognition, where if you come to a security checkpoint, our cameras from our system can grab images of your face, check it against records either through our jail or in our sheriff's office record system, and flag somebody who is potentially dangerous or could be problematic in the courthouse. So looking into different ways to tie all of our systems together, I think that's also going to be one of those things that really increases safety, and when it comes down to an issue where we have to pull video, it's going to be much easier to do that and really, you know, put names with faces and times and really cut down that the amount of time it takes to process that information.
So, Mrs. Tom, this is your last hurrah. I mean, you created this monster. All I can say is I think I have no idea of the skills that you guys possess. I've never been involved in that, but I know you've changed the way the county runs, and that's one of the positive things you're going to leave behind. So thank you very much for all the work you've done and the work you guys do today, and we'll try to be supportive of commissioners and keep up with progress.
I'd like to ask, I guess, a question in a different way. We've heard a lot of conversation, and certainly this position is very important to the county. I agree wholeheartedly that if we don't continue to maintain the project, it's going to die. And it would be a lot more expensive to try to get it going again. So recognizing the need to continue to nurture and manage this project, is it a safety law enforcement project? Is it an IT project? Where do you put that person?
I think that's where I was talking about earlier. I looked at more security, safety, some project management in when we put it together. But I think a little bit of this time, although it's a disadvantage not having that person in place, I think we're also realizing exactly what we're going to want in the future. And I think it, you know, I almost think it's more, you know, the IT base with the security. As far as having the IT knowledge, we were very fortunate with Sergeant Graham that he was a self-taught IT guru and knew what, but, you know, I mean, most of us that are in law enforcement don't have that or don't have that drive to become that. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to have that with Sergeant Graham. And, you know, I know there's been discussions going on with Director Richmond and IT and with our staff about what are we going to do in the future, and so we can continue with the momentum that's already been done and where that's going to fall. So I think in the future we'll have a better direction where that position will fall and where it should come under, and for the next budget process.
Okay. I'm going to answer that with both.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think I basically said both.
Yeah, we have.
Let me clarify my question. And again, you know, law enforcement, you know, there's extensive training. You have a lot of high priorities. And my question is you know, the law enforcement aspect, I guess, integral to the success of this department?
Yes, it is. You know, for the fact that, you know,
position.
Director Richmond, he's going to want to know, where do we want this camera?
Exactly.
You know, we have better knowledge about where we put these, how they scan, where they're going to see, what they're going to pick up, you know, those little nooks and crannies that aren't covered, and that he might not. But yet he's going to know how to whatever the wire goes and where that camera goes and how it's stored and how we bring it back. He has that knowledge. So that's why it's, you know, we're right in the middle. Like I said, we're just very fortunate with Sergeant Graham's knowledge on both sides of the fact, but that's why it felt so good with him.
Well, I guess I would encourage you to work together, and I'd be very interested in a proposal.
Absolutely.
Okay. Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yeah,
good example of working together cooperatively. Yeah.
Okay. We're down to commissioners' reports.
Well, I have a couple of reports. First, I'm really honored to announce that Governor Brown has appointed me to the State Workforce Investment Board. It's a board of 34 state leaders that are serving the governor and really assisting the governor in developing strategic plans for Oregon's workforce development system. The system provides a variety of services, job placement and training for youths and adults, employment-related services for veterans and people with disabilities, and lots of other Oregonians in need of special assistance. I think it's particularly a timely appointment because I think, as most of you know, I convened the maritime sector workforce group, and one of the first steps of that committee was to get the legislature to pass Senate Bill 867, which was passed, and created a task force. And that task force is charged with studying and defining the scope and extent of the maritime industry in Oregon and making recommendations to the State Workforce Investment Board, which I am now a member of. So I think it's an honor to be appointed, and it's certainly timely as far as my involvement in trying to further the maritime sector and create family wage jobs for people not only in our area but throughout the state. So that's a report. And if I might, as part of the Senate bill, the creation of the task force, there are some expenses. And I've been working with AOC, and they've submitted a scope of study and I'd like to consider contributing some money out of our economic development fund to help pay for the staffing and work of that task force that was approved by the state legislature. So I believe in conversations with Council Belmont, we do have money that could be allocated out of our economic fund, and I'd like to
I think in the long run, it's going to be a big economic development issue for Lincoln County through our education system if we can pull all this together. So,
and again, kudos to you, Commissioner Thompson. You were the one that first kind of got the idea hatched.
Well, I'm good at ideas, but it takes you to develop it. You had more background in this area than I did. I knew there was a problem, and hopefully we get it resolved in the future, and it brings us a lot better training and makes us a better maritime state.
And I'll work with Council Belmont on allocating funds to support the cause.
Okay. We're down to constituent input. Is there anybody like to talk to us on any subject?
Commissioners, can I make one statement? I just can't stop the meeting without making a thanks to Tanya Graham for all the work that she's done for our team. She's been, it's been great to work with her, you know, and she's dedicated a lot of years to doing public service and really knows what the meaning of public service is. And I'm going to have some other words for Sergeant Graham, but I'm going to wait until Friday for that one.
Again, unfortunately, excuse me, I won't be able to be at the Friday celebration, or maybe it's more like a wake, but anyhow, again, as I stated earlier, thank you both for your great service, dedicated service to our county and our citizens, and even though I won't be there, I'll be thinking of you both and wish you well in Wisconsin.
Good luck. Thanks. You guys have done a great job. I was worried when you came, coming from Watershed Council, and I was wondering what it was going to be like for you to come work for a county. Boy, we're really lucky. She's really good. And hopefully your predecessor, who's here today, you got big shoes to fill. Good luck.
I recognize Christy Whitaker, who is the new executive assistant to the Board of Commissioners. So welcome, Christy.
Okay. There's no constituent input. We don't have any executive sessions.
No.
We'll adjourn the meeting, and our next meeting is Wednesday, September 20th, and it's a joint work session with Toledo at 6 and a regular session following that work session. Thank you.